This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 8, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The Alliance for Aviation Across America introduced representatives of the general media Wednesday to the mayors of four communities impacted by the recent downturn in aviation and aerospace, in the hopes of stepping up pressure on the Obama administration to reverse its recent anti-aviation rhetoric. Mayors Carl Brewer of Wichita, Kansas, Steve Van Oort of Ankeny, Iowa, Rick Fernow of Sholo, Arizona, and Fred Bott of Devil's Lake, North Dakota, are among 70 local political executives from around the country who've signed a letter to the U.S. president, seeking his support for an industry which accounts for over a million high-paying technical jobs, recognition that a majority of small U.S. communities are not served by airlines, and a reversal of his recent vilification of business leaders who use aviation as a business tool. While the major focus of the call was economic, Mayor Bott made much of the charitable work of GA Interests and GA's contribution to the residents of North Dakota in the recent Red River floods, including spotting operations. With the exception of a rep from the Associated Press, all the questions came from reps of media entities you'd assume are already familiar with the issues. The mayors articulated their positions well and brought up points even those of us close to the issues forget. You'll hear it in two parts, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, on the Aero News special feature. An audit report from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Inspector General finds the FAA is not well protected against hackers who might plot to crash or take over the nation's air traffic control system. The report was requested by Republicans on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and reads in part, quote, "During the audit, our staff gained unauthorized access to information stored on web application computers and an ATC system and confirmed system vulnerability to malicious code attacks. In addition, FAA had not established adequate intrusion detection capability to monitor and detect potential cybersecurity incidents at ATC facilities. The intrusion detection system has been deployed to only 11 out of hundreds of ATC facilities. Also, cyber incidents detected were not remediated in a timely manner," unquote. The IG blames the FAA's increasing reliance on commercially available software applications using internet protocols. The FAA has withdrawn a notice of proposed rulemaking which threatened to drive many small U.S. repair stations out of business and significantly increase maintenance and repair costs for owners of legacy aircraft. The proposed rule, 71 FR 70254, was originally published December 1, 2006. It sought to impose significant new requirements on shops, including aircraft-specific ratings, which would have been unprofitable for some older types with low remaining populations. Each repair station would have been required to maintain a capability list, designate a chief inspector, and have permanent housing for facilities, equipment, materials, and personnel. That part of the rule would have taken mobile shops serving multiple locations off the road. As many government regulations do, the new rules would have benefited large shops and punished smaller competitors. The FAA now says, quote, "We are withdrawing the NPRM because we have determined that it does not adequately address the current repair station environment and because of the significant issues commenters raised," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Garmin takes a big hit in the first quarter. Airbus A380 deliveries will be 33% below projections. And Turkish Airlines makes its first direct order from Boeing. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll ask Epic Aircraft CEO Rick Schrammick some questions, including one about the future of his company in light of expected changes in the FAA's interpretation of its 51% rule for amateur builders. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.